Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. We are back. Another crazy mic, crazy night, not crazy mic. My mic is hot. Welcome to another crazy edition of the Absolute Truth Show, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, one of the most, the King of Kings himself. And yes, I am drinking already, so I'm going to be stuttering a lot tonight. I am the hot rod. And on the phone lines, I have the sober, the boring one, the worst psychic I ever could have.
Yes, well, the one that's helping keep you propped up standing right now. Sean Black in the building once again. How's everybody doing? And, of course, I think we usually would have a third person with us, and I hope that third person is with us right now. It is?
Sean, you know that person is doing all fireworks right now, getting ready for 4th of July. She's doing her own version of the Banyan, the USA. I just got a text. It's probably her. Oh, no, that wasn't her. That's somebody else. Oh, well.
Of course.
Ladies and gentlemen, the number to call to questions, comments, or anything that's on your mind, feel free to call us at 347-989-8402. The number, once again, is 347-989-8402. And before we go on with the show, I forgot to make the announcement last week. First, I want to give two special shout-outs to two somewhat friends of the show. I want to give a special happy birthday shout-out to our producer, Drunk-Ass Mikey. Happy belated birthday, Mikey.
Happy.
And happy belated to the one and only Sean Black. We also forgot to mention it was your birthday last week, and happy birthday to you as well.
Why, thank you.
You know, so other than that, I got the birthdays out. I need you to still back in, guys. Get ready for the 4th of July. Let's get the show started. Sean, are you ready to put some people on?
Why not? Make it a two
okay.
Thing.
Okay. Oh, someone decided to join us right now. I need you to be in the house.
Hello, gentlemen, and you're a jackass. Hi, Sean. Happy belated.
Thank you. What a way to start the show. Hot Rod the Jackass. Hello, everybody else.
I don't think there's not been one time in the last 3 years she has not called me an a-hole or a jackass.
Well, maybe she's going to just do a variation of it the next time we do the show. Maybe she'll call you I don't know. She'll be more creative with that.
I will think of something more creative next week, I promise.
Okay.
Other than that, let's get the show started. Talk about a-holes and jackasses and Sean Black.
Of course.
Social media has been going crazy and buzzing about the latest Jay-Z album, 444. I don't know if you guys are a big Jay-Z fan, but I'm not. But, of course, the social media is going crazy about it. I think we should address it to a certain degree, especially if there's a song that came out that everybody is buzzing. Even Milton X and I was going to add it a little bit earlier today, and they talk about the song on last night on Brother B show, The Menu, The Story of OJ. Sean, what do you know about this song so far, and what do you think about this song?
Well, I actually finally heard the song in its entirety last night. Because apparently it's been put up online on, like, YouTube and other sites, and then it's been ripped down. So what you end up getting are a lot of the lyrics, but no music. And then a lot of people are using bait-and-switch tactics by saying, oh, you can see the video, and then turn around and it's some video of some guy walking in the street, you know, playing dice or whatever. Who knows?
Answer the question.
Yeah.
I guess, right?
First of all, Jay-Z, which a lot of people know his background from where he started to where he is now, to hear this particular track, it's really, really deep, what I've heard. There's a whole lot of N-word blasting in there that we just talked about before we went on the air.
And before you continue, let me read some of the chords of that line you're talking about. I will say the word. Right after that word is the N word. Light, N word. Dark, N word. Fluck, N word. Real, N word. Rich, N word. Poor, N word. House, N word. Field, N word. Still, N word. Still, N word. And you repeat that course again. But you and I, we both know what it does mean by that.
Yes.
But as we discussed before, if a nature, you know, we discussed this many times about using the N word. And I don't want to go back to that too deeply, but Anitra, as Sean and I were saying, if Anitra was singing that word, then singing that song, and she liked that song, unfortunately, she had to change that word, the N word, to light guy, dark guy, real guy, rich guy. How do you feel about that, Anitra, that you may have to switch the word around so nobody will judge you or will take you to what you're singing the wrong way? Hello?
You know what I think might have happened? She might have been so upset by listening to all those N words, she probably just hung up.
Oh, we lost her. Oh, she came back. Okay, we got her back.
Okay.
So, I guess, let me take a wild guess. You didn't hear the question I just asked you.
No, I heard the question. It's not something that I would even ever use. It's never been part of my vocabulary because I think it's a vulgar word just in general.
Uh-huh.
So I wouldn't use it to begin with. But
you would not use it, but would you change the word, like rich guy, poor guy? Because let's say you're singing a song. I'm like, you sing it to us, to Sean and I. We know, we understand what you're talking about. But to like a stranger or whatever outside.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I just wouldn't sing it at all. But I wouldn't think it would be a big deal. Some people get offended by this or that. I just wouldn't think it would be a big deal that I would do it. I mean, I just wouldn't think it would be appropriate coming from me. That's all.
John?
Well, the context of the word we already know about, so we don't even have to go into that. It's touchy from distance. And there are a lot of white, Asian, Chinese, any race, creed, religion that listens to hip-hop, R&B, rap, etc. If they're reciting something that is quote-unquote really offensive, they will probably recite it to themselves or around other friends that they don't feel are offended. If I'm hearing it from, let's say, I see a white person reciting something that Jay-Z is saying with all those N-words in there, I don't like the word in general, but if I know he's singing a track or reciting a track, do I automatically think that the guy is racist? No. Do I think that he might be looked at as probably insensitive from the sense that there may be other people that may think otherwise? Maybe. But I don't think that that's the case. In general, if you're looking to make sure you don't offend people, probably along those lines, without hearing other people's mouths, without knowing what is behind the word, it's probably best for someone that may keep it to themselves out in public to avoid the backlash. But if you know the context behind the reason why it's being recited, it's not like a white guy is going to come in and walk into a black church and just start blaring Jay-Z and just repeating all of the N-words that they can find and then walk out the church. That's not the case. So it's all about context.
Yeah, but I think also the song sent out a powerful message about...
Very.
Especially about O.J. Simpson, who back then denied that he was black, quote-unquote. And then, of course, what happened to him, the black people turned their back on him because, once again, he wasn't black. The white people turned their back on him because he is black.
Yes.
So,
and
with Jay-Z's
song, if you think about it, the quote that was used toward the end of the track is from O.J.'s own mouth, stating, "I don't consider myself black. I consider myself OJ. And if you remember that, a lot of people looked at that from that same sense that a lot of people looked at Tiger Woods when people asked him, do you consider yourself Asian American? Remember, he has his mother is from Thailand. His father is African American. They asked him, what race does he identify with the most? And he says, I consider myself American. I consider myself a human being. He doesn't consider himself either or. And I think that's important.
Yeah, but guys, I don't think you can compare it to, because Tiger Woods is mixed. Talking about someone who's mixed and then talking to someone who's not, it's two different mentalities. Because I have friends that are mixed, and they just kind of embrace both parts of their heritage.
And you know what, I agree, because if my kids, technically speaking, they're half Haitian, half Jamaican. But if they tell you they're American, if they ask you, well, who are you, if they tell you they're American. But technically speaking, they was born here, right?
Mm-hmm.
If that's
they are.
They
just go ahead.
No, I said
technically they're just of Caribbean descent.
So I have no problem if someone trying to tell you, even Raymond Simone said it, that I'm not considering myself African, I'm American, I'm a human being. I do not consider myself lesbian or gay. I'm human. That's why you want to call yourself, so be it. They're not denying the other race, but that's what they prefer to call themselves.
And I think
I don't see anything wrong with
that. I think that's more of a product of the millennial style of thinking, where a lot of millennials don't really look into labels, where you have, oh, this person is gay, or this person is lesbian, or this person is Jewish, or this person is whatever creed, religion, race, etc. They don't want to have these labels put on them because it's too limiting in the description, especially where we're seeing more and more pride in the heritages of people. The other religions, races, and creeds that we are either talk about on a regular basis or some that don't get as much as attention, that's where that comes from. But I think the description involved from OJ is that OJ in this track, considering the context of the song, is that OJ considers himself to be above being labeled as black because of the cachet that he had in white America, the cachet that he had in the business world, in sports when he retired, and he was doing all the Hertz commercials, and he was doing the Avis commercials, and he was doing movies and TV, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that's where that definition comes from.
Well, also what we discussed last night on the venue show, that how the message is very powerful, but people are talking about it like, you know, we didn't say anything about this before. I'm not talking about the OJ case itself, like the black people, that we need to take care of one another. We need, you know, we're not educated the right way. How, you know, we make the money, but we don't invest our own money. So when Jay-Z is doing it, he seemed like a sellout or anything like that, but he's doing his own thing. There's a reason why Jay-Z and Beyonce, they're almost making $1 billion together. They're a powerful couple because they invest their money. While artists, athletes today go by their, you know, spending money on nonsense for the most part.
Yes.
But when any of us say it, we don't know what we're talking about, what we're trying to tell these youths. When Jay-Z say, oh, my God, Jay-Z, see this, it's the truth. He's a god. I'm like, really? If it takes Jay-Z to preach to these people about that, so be it. But it's like, there's nothing. We knew about this for a very long time now. It is funny how the youth don't see that we have to take an artist to get that message out. Sean?
And here's the other part of this puzzle, as far as if you want to talk about it, as far as Jay-Z goes, because not just the story of OJ track that he did, the entire album, which is like 10 or 11 tracks, is very diverse, very personal, very deep. And I remember you showed me a little earlier today a post that somebody made, as far as they don't think that all of the things that have happened between Beyonce and Jay-Z are true, because they are basically, as a couple, they have turned their lives into a reality show. And each album is basically another episode of it, where Beyonce is saying such and such in her Lemonade album, and then Jay-Z does a rebuttal, and then he starts, quote-unquote, sipping tea on Kanye and on all the other people, and the infidelity that he supposedly acknowledged within one of the tracks. And these are the kinds of things that people do back and forth when they're trying to make somebody to sell money. I'll give you an example. The Kraft Corporation, which makes a lot of, like, you know, cheeses, macaroni and cheese, etc., they also make Velveeta. If you look at the advertisements, they will sell Velveeta as being better than their Kraft macaroni and cheese. And then what that does is that gets people to buy up a lot of Velveeta. Then they do advertisements to say that Kraft macaroni and cheese is better than Velveeta or better than one of the other products. And then they'll have a spike in that, with people not realizing that Kraft owns both. So regardless of where you think you're going back and forth, you're putting money in the same pool. Same thing with Beyonce and with Jay-Z, is that they are a team. And no matter what has happened in both of their lives, they're going to have, they have three children together, they've been married almost a decade, they have a conglomerate of money, and as I talked to you about last week, they're in the process of buying a huge $46 million mansion out in Los Angeles. So they still, with all of this drama that's hanging around this team, they're still together making money together. And I think that's the bottom line where a lot of this is coming from.
Anitra, I know you don't care about their personal lives. Let me just say that out the way.
You know I don't.
Yeah, but why do you think, as Sean does describe it, why do you think people are so fascinated of, oh, Jay-Z cheated, or Beyonce is upset that Jay-Z cheated? Why do you think people are so fascinated about it? Like Sean said, no matter what, they both make it, they say the stories are true or not. Let's say the stories are true. Why do you think they put it out there for everybody to know, and they're making money from this drama? Basically, why they put it out there.
Because they knew that people would eat at it. She's a smart businesswoman. He's a smart businessman. They have a family to raise. Of course they're going to put it out there. That's a given. That's common sense. And this is not the first time it's happened. Celebrities have done this since the dawn of time.
Well, okay, I don't get it. Like, okay, Sean cheated on his wife. Oh, wow, okay, sad. Anitra cheated on her boyfriend. Ronnie cheated on his girlfriend. Okay, you know what, who cares? Two people who make money cheat on each other, or one of them have marriage problems, the whole world goes chaotic, you know?
Because it's who they are.
They're just people with money. That's it.
It's who they are. Exactly. That's the most important part. It's the fact that this is Beyonce and this is Jay-Z. It was controversial even when they first got together because of the age difference alone. She was the quote-unquote Texas wholesome, you know, girl getting with the dude that's from the Marcy Project. Don't you remember the little hoopla that went around them when they first came? No, they came out as dating because it was a secret for a long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was controversy from the beginning. So it's like now in the album, he's telling people that his mother's a lesbian. This is not new news.
Exactly. His mother's a lesbian. Who cares? Congratulations.
But he knows that right now, the way the media is and the way people's minds are, people are going to eat it up, and they are. They're eating it up.
And especially in the African-American community, Jay-Z and Beyonce is probably the closest thing that the African-American community has to a quote-unquote royal couple from the standpoint of prestige, money. Beyonce has millions and millions of fans. Jay-Z has millions and millions of fans from his street cred that he built up as a teenager in Brooklyn, becoming a rap artist and initially selling drugs on the street and then getting off of that and flipping it over into a long rap career to a producer to a partial owner in the NBA to an agent. He's basically done the American dream of getting out of the hood and making himself a businessman. And Beyonce, coming from, like you said, from Texas, building her way up and getting wasn't she on, I think, Star Search on one of these talent shows and getting discovered, getting the record deal, getting the record.
Yes, she was.
And they
she was discovered. The group actually made it big, not because of Talent Search. It was because of White Clef Sean. He heard them at Talent Search, and he's the one that gave them their first record.
Yes, they did.
And
from all of that being built up, the African-American community is looking at them as some sort of like royal family that no matter what happens, we're going to get together and band behind them because they're still together. All day they have children. What's going to happen as the children get older? And these are the kinds of things that you see in the press and in the public.
I'm sorry, but the Beehive, the Beyonce fans, really need to get a life. I would be happy to tell that in their faces to the millions out there. For them to be studying and to be defending Beyonce, everything she does, like she's a god. Beyonce has not done anything for her fans besides giving them great music. She's a great artist, great performer, yes. But we discussed this many times. She's not the greatest singer of all time, you know. I think we agree. We would take Adele to Beyonce singing anytime. But hey, that's just me, Beehives. If you have a problem with me, call me and curse Anitra out, okay? But,
why do I gotta get cursed out for your? Well, I do share the opinion, but why do I gotta get cursed out?
Because you're the woman here. Thank you very much. Okay. On to the next thing. Sean and I, we talked about this last week. There's a case going on in the Supreme Court. We talked about this thing last year about a baker in California, Colorado, who's being sued by a gay couple, where he refused to bake them a wedding cake because he don't believe that in his religion practice. Sean, do you feel that this case should have gone to Supreme Court?
No, and here's the reason why. It's all a freedom of speech argument, which will be defeated at the Supreme Court level eventually anyway. See, if you're going to sell in this country, if you're going to be in the business of selling a product, you have the choice to say, I want to sell such and such, and make it a rule. And as I, the customer walking in, if I don't like the way you're running your business, if I don't like the way if your business is being non-inclusionary and I see it that way, I have the right to take my business elsewhere. Now, it's one thing if you went into the business and you had somebody do something and you paid them money to do it, and then all of a sudden they refuse to because of whatever religious belief or background or whatever is the case. And that's one instance. But if you, in this country, where you have freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and all of the other protections that go into being a citizen of the United States, although the way the current administration is, who knows how long that'll last, you have those freedoms to do that. You can create a business and say, I only want to sell to people that own horses. If you don't own a horse, stay out of my store. Put that up front and center. If you see the sign and you don't like it, move on to the next place that won't sell you only to horse owners or people that have horses.
Oh, man, Nisha, do you give credit to the gay couple that they've been committed to take this baker? His name is, I have it right here somewhere, Jack Phillip. He's a Colorado baker. Do you give credit to the gay couple that's taking him to court, fighting to get a cake to be done by someone who doesn't want to do the cake for them?
I just think that's ridiculous. He has a right to say no. He reserves that right. I mean, I might not agree with his decision or agree with his ridiculous mindset or antics, but he has that right.
And he also stated that Jesus would not have made the case for them if he was around. But in his religion, you're supposed to, you know, love one another, forgive everybody, all that stuff. Isn't that kind of like somewhat contradicting yourself? Like, even like you say, you may not agree with it, but sure, he does bake the cake anyway.
Here's the other thing.
You would think so, but you know, he's unfortunately, the male ego is a very sensitive thing. I've learned.
The male ego is very sensitive. No. It's a religion ego. It's a religion belief. It has nothing to do with the male ego.
Now, here's something else that
I know we're trying to push right there. Watch it.
Yeah. I find it somewhat hilarious when companies try to use religion in certain ways to basically further their own position on a certain thing. Now, I did a little bit of reading up, and based on whatever Bible readings that they are using, if it's based on people not getting cake, I think along the lines of that, if you are a female who has either been divorced or getting divorced or along those lines, based on a Bible reading that they're going to the biblical source of it, that person is not allowed to have cake either. So it's one of those deals where certain places, certain people, whether it's a politician or a cake owner or anybody else that wants to use the Bible to further their own agenda, picks and chooses what they want to enforce based on certain things that pop up. Those kinds of things always annoy me, because if they're sticking to the exact reading or scripture that they're supposed to be using, then use that. Don't pick and choose a particular thing and then go run to the court and say that, well, it's infringing on my religious freedom to do X, Y, and Z. If you're there to provide a service and you set out to do the service, then it becomes a problem. And the reason why this is a problem is if it was an African-American that went in and wanted to get a wedding cake, and then the person said, well, I don't serve African Americans, which has happened in the past, down south, in other places in the country, not that long ago. That's where you get the issues involved in the argument that we are talking about now. But I do think that it's going to be shot down because of the First Amendment, and the other person will be able to do what they want with their store, but they will get negative backlash, and I think that will probably even everything out, I think.
No, you know what? I disagree. I don't think he would get negative backlash because it's Colorado. If this thing happened in New York, it wouldn't have gone that far. New York is like a different state of mind, you know. But Colorado, there's a lot of people in there that, like him, does believe in that nonsense. So I'm sure, yes, he may get some backlash, but not as much compared to some support. I think he probably got more support than anything.
Remember, in Colorado, it's legal to buy weed for recreational, for medicinal purposes. So just keep that in mind if you don't think that they're as advanced thinking as maybe bigger cities or bigger states like New York, California, Dallas, Florida, etc.
Oh, true, but we have nothing to do with it. They have the right to think freely, free thinking, right, without the weed.
That is true.
You know. So, other than that, this is like a waste of time and waste taxpayers' money. But we all know the end results of this. Like, why is national news? Who knows? But once again, this is America. And talk about America. Tomorrow we're going to celebrate the 4th of July, where Anisha and I will be getting drunk and eating burgers all day, and Sean will be eating ice cream and grilled cheeses all day as well. But, something you want to bring up, we did talk about this last year. Oh, K-Dog is calling right now. I'm sure you have something to say about Jay-Z, but he's a big Jay-Z supporter. Go ahead, K-Dog. Take it away.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? How's everybody doing?
Okay.
Hey. What's up, everybody? Hey, what's up, Hot Rod, Anitra, Sean Black? Well, I did listen to that song by Jay-Z, and you know what? He was being real about it. You know, that's all I got to say, because there's no holding back. There's no being a hypocrite about it, because let's face it, We all know who O.J. Simpson was. O.J. Simpson is a sellout, in my opinion. This is my opinion. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's some O.J. fans out there, but I'm being honest about it. He's a sellout. I mean, if you're going to stand there and say that you don't consider yourself a black man, you're O.J., and you feel that because a certain type of race have accepted you and you feel that you're part of that race, then you're losing yourself. You know, O.J. Simpson is a buffoon and an idiot. That's all I got to say about it. Go on.
Tell us how you really feel.
Well, why do you think he was a buffoon and an idiot and a sellout? Because you say, I'm not black?
OJ,
or there's got to be more to it.
O.J. was never involved in anything that had to do with the black cause. I'm going to give you an example. During the time that Muhammad Ali took the stance against going into the war in Vietnam, there were many black athletes, both professional and college athletes, who supported him. I could name a couple. There were Jim Brown, Bill Russell, even a college standout, as he was then known, Lew Alcindor, who later became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. They stood with Muhammad Ali, and they even supported the athletes when they took that stand in the 1968 Olympics. O.J. didn't.
So O.J. didn't support that. Did that make him a bad guy?
No, O.J. never considered himself part of the black community once he got famous. That's what I'm saying.
So, Sean, do you think he was a sellout? Do you consider that as a sellout, Sean?
I don't consider that being a sellout. I think what a lot of people looked at as him being a sellout or a lot of the other things that ended up happening, I think in black America, the main thing that made O.J. look as a sellout is just the honest truth is the fact that he had an affinity for Caucasian women. And in the African-American community, that is looked at as a huge taboo just because of the implications involved and the social ideology behind it.
Also, it's the way he did it. Because you know what? I'm not discriminating it against any interracial romance. Hey, you can't help but who you fall in love with.
Yeah, remember, Anisha's on the show right now, so watch your mouth.
No, I'm not. No, I'm being honest. You know, Anitra understands what I'm saying. She knows I'm not biased. I'm not being biased or anything. I'm a very liberal person. But, however, when it comes to O.J. Simpson, it's the way he did it. Because, remember, O.J. Simpson was married to his high school sweetheart. And he had an affair with Nicole. Remember that. That's how he met her.
So what does that have to do with the price piece?
Well, okay.
Men have affairs all the time and marry the mistress.
No, I know that. Listen, I'm just saying that men have affairs. True men do have affairs. But, however, when it comes to O.J. Simpson, the man, O.J. Simpson never took part in anything that the black community did. He never did.
Yeah, but there's a lot of rappers, a lot of athletes. Black athletes that do the same thing that don't give a shit.
But I'm just saying, this was someone who practically said, well, you know, I'm not black, I'm O.J. And during the time that he said this, there was a lot of things going on with black people in this country.
Okay.
That's my point.
But, okay,
no,
now, playing, now I kind of want to play devil's advocate because I'm intrigued. Who cares? That's how he chose to live his life. He wasn't hurting anybody up until, you know, he killed his wife. But, I mean, but at the end of the day.
Whoa. He did not kill his wife, okay?
But at the
realistically, who cares? I mean, we don't know what this man went through as a teenager. Remember, he grew up in a really difficult time.
Right. The 1960s. This was the time that he was coming up. But
exactly.
However,
so we don't know what he went through as a child.
However, the bottom line is, when it comes to O.J. Simpson, even the day of the verdict, people were happy. They weren't rooting for O.J. personally.
But K-Dog, the reason why we was happy because a black man had cheated the system. We didn't care. No one did not care about O.J. We did not care about O.J.
That's what I'm saying.
But you didn't see that.
I said, I'm saying
we
that.
We didn't see that.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody cared. Nobody really cared for OJ, but it's just that, yeah, the black man beat the system, which was a victory.
But
however, Kato, at the end of it, yeah.
But, Kato, you say, well, okay, we'll just talk about Jay-Z. Let's say Jay-Z was sleeping with a white woman. Would that make him a sellout?
No, it wouldn't make him a sellout.
Don't you know, and like Anita
I'm not
said,
saying that
I know how many athletes we know have slept with white women. Kobe Bryant slept
no,
with a white woman.
I'm not,
are they sellouts?
But I'm not saying that they're sellouts. I'm just saying OJ the person. I'm not saying because he slept with a white woman or that he's a sellout. But that he's a sellout for sleeping with a white woman. But I'm just saying that in black causes, OJ never took part in that. OJ separated himself from the black race. That's how.
Yeah,
what
we
he
don't
did.
Know why.
But he felt that he was accepted because of the fact that he was a famous athlete, and that he felt that hey, he's more. He wanted to be accepted in the white society. That's what I'm bringing up.
No, and I agree
you
with you. But see, but for someone to go to that length, there has to be an underlying reason why. Someone doesn't wake up one day and just like, I want to do this, or I want to be this, or I want
right.
to act like this. Like, there's got to be an underlying
right.
reason. Like, we don't know what
yeah,
his underlying reason is for him to do what he did and say the things he said.
Right. And I,
okay.
Yeah.
I understand
go
what
ahead,
you're trying to think, Kato, but at the same time, I don't think you explain yourself fully to that level. I'm like, you're attacking OJ, but at the same time, like Anisha said, what OJ did was really his business. If he does not want to support the black community, he didn't have to, you know.
Listen.
That's what people start to realize.
Saying,
Beyonce is not
that.
Doing nothing. Like I said, Beyonce is not doing anything for her fans, but she still has millions
right.
of crazy fans
but
out there.
She does have millions of fans, but this is the thing with OJ Simpson. What O.J. Simpson did was that he separated himself from the black community. Because why? His whole thing is that, well, I'm a world-famous athlete. Oh, wow, I'm getting all these fans. Hey, I would feel better if I'm amongst the whites than being amongst the blacks, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, but at that time, that wasn't unusual. A lot of black entertainers and a lot of Hispanic entertainers did that. You have to realize what era you're talking about.
Yeah.
That was not unusual for exactly.
His
dream was to live in Brentwood. He succeeded, but it wasn't unusual for someone of his stature to think the way he did. I've heard it before from other athletes and other actors.
And
people just
like
to fixate on him because of who he married and who he had children with.
And that's the taboo that always gets it. No matter, it doesn't make a difference whether OJ was a cheater. It didn't make a difference if he was, you know, psychologically unsound, unstable, whether he had views that basically pissed everyone else off. The taboo in the eyes of the African-American community was that not just the fact that he didn't ingratiate himself with a lot of black causes. It stems all the way to the one thing that is still taboo in a lot of African-American communities, especially in the South, is the fact that he dated, fornicated with, married, had children with a white woman. And it's not like this was the first time that he did it, or if there was, you know, it happened just one time, or that Nicole Brown Simpson was the love of his life, or whatever was the case. Because he had shown a pattern that he dated white women. And he made sure that his cachet was well known enough in the eyes of white America that he was accepted. The same way that we talk about
Bill
Cosby.
That's what I'm saying.
Bill Cosby was well accepted in white America because he came across as almost puritanical, where he was looked at as wholesome, trustworthy, intelligent, articulate, the words that you usually hear when you hear a lot of people talk about an African-American that is reached a certain status but it seems to be non-threatening. And this is the same kind of thought process that O.J. Simpson had. And in the 60s, when you're trying to get away from the ghetto and you're trying to ingratiate yourself with positive money flow, getting yourself into the media, getting money put away so that you actually have riches and you can do certain things, those are the kinds of sacrifices that you will put on the line, where he basically alienated himself from the quote-unquote African-American community so that
exactly.
he can be
that's what I was saying.
In the eyes of white America. And I think that's
okay.
the ideal that people think of when they hear sellouts.
Okay, I have to go to the next topic because I have to get to Max in a minute. So quickly, tonight, tomorrow, once again, 4th of July, blah, blah, blah. Anisha and I will be drunk. Celebrate our freedom of independence.
Yeah. You'll be saying a lot
and,
of blah, 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 too.
Of course.
Yes, we will.
But last,
of course.
But last year,
yeah.
last year we did talk about the burning of the American flag. This year, we're going to revisit that topic, but in a different way, because Donald Trump stated earlier, not today, but a few months back, that people should be arrested for burning the American flag. Because right now, ladies and gentlemen, and around the world, America's in chaos for different reasons. So before I go to Max, quickly, Sean, should Americans be jailed burning the American flag?
No, and I'll tell you why. The American public has always had the First Amendment, the right to free speech, to protect themselves in case of protest, et cetera, et cetera. This isn't the first time that something like this has happened. Back in the 60s, there was actually an act that was brought in to kind of help the country away from desecrating flags and doing those kinds of things because of the perceived the ideas of what that did in the during the Vietnam War. And it's been put on the table for a few times. Congress has tried to vote it in, and it just didn't work. And it was called the Flag Desecration Amendment. So it's all under the freedom of speech. And it's amazing how the First Amendment help put checks in front of a lot of things that you wouldn't expect it to put checks in front of.
Exactly.
Okay, Max.
You're right about that.
Max, welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning. Okay, good morning. I'm sorry, guys. I was sleeping.
Max,
I
wake up
already,
Max.
Wake up.
I'm sorry. I was sleeping. No, I'm sorry. That's why I said good morning, everybody. I'm like, oh, shit.
Good morning.
I knocked out at 6 p.m. and I woke up. And I'm like, oh, shoot. Give you guys a call. See what's up.
You say, bro, wake up, man. You need some
sorry
coffee,
about that. Bro? I'm going to get some later on. I know that for sure.
Hey, man.
Yeah. Listen, I'm not here for opinions or anything like that. You know, I try my best not to do that. I just go by if it's fact, it's fact, you know. Because
so
you
what's your fact? What is your fact then?
Look, there's a thing called Flag Desecration Amendment. All right,
mm-hmm.
That's been going on since the 80s. Been real strict on that, and especially in this country. It's not my opinion. It's in this country has it. It has an amendment. And in that amendment, you can't burn the flag.
Well, hold on. I'll look into that because Max told me to look into it. You can be charged as a misdemeanor, and you could be charged for using without using a fire permit. But Sean's right. It's legal to burn the American flag.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
because
like,
it's
well,
free
yeah,
speech.
It's legal, but you can't be charged. So you got to be careful when you say that, no. Don't say no so quickly when you got a president like Trump in the White House.
Oh, that's yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
That's a given. Let me finish.
I'm go saying, ahead. You got listeners, please. You know, try to guard your listeners. And I understand your point, Sean, but, you know, you got to be cautious when you say stuff like that because that maniac's in the White House. He's going to do whatever he can to try to enforce that. So I know opinion is one thing, but the other thing, look at the facts and look at the information, because that man, he's here to change things. So you want to protect people out there. You know what I mean?
Well,
you want to educate.
Max, let me second your fact, man.
Hold on. Let Max finish.
Right.
Then we get to you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I'm the wise guy saying that please be careful. You got to be careful because a man's using every tool out there to put this thing out. He's going to do whatever he can to not only jail you, but to punish you and your family. So don't be going around about all freedom of speech. Or, you know, careful because now things are changing. So I texted that to Rodney earlier. I said, please look it up. Be careful because now you got listeners. Try to protect your listeners and try to protect your family. I mean, one thing, I'm all about a freedom of expression. I'm all for that. But you got to be guarded, too, at the same time. There's going to be consequences. And Trump, people like Trump, and I said people like Trump because he's not alone. There'll be other people in the brass that's going to do whatever they can to stop you. So be careful.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget, gentlemen, being convicted as with a misdemeanor, if you are not a citizen, I mean, if you were not born here, even if you're taking the citizenship test, the judge reserves the right for hearing for deportation.
Exactly,
so,
which all boils down to everything Trump has been trying.
I was just about to get to that, too. Sean, one thing to be very vocal, another thing to be opinionated, but these are consequences, and she's also throwing that in as well. But, I mean, I know you guys are emotionally active, and, you know, sometimes emotions get in the way, but you're careful. You got to guard your loved ones because certain people are not – certain people are limited. Let's just keep it real. They are limited.
Oh, yeah. So the one thing, Max, to piggyback on your point, what you were saying is although the flag desecration amendment actually hasn't been passed, the bill that was passed was a Flag Protection Act. And that was actually passed in 1968 by Congress. And the reasoning for that was because of flag burning in Vietnam. They wanted to dissuade people from doing that. But the one that they're trying to pass, which is what Trump is trying to push through, hasn't actually been on the bill, hasn't been on Congress's floor since January of 2006. And they've tried over the last 7 or 8 Congresses to try and pass it. And it needs a bill of at least 300 yay votes to be able to get to from the Congress floor to the Senate. And it's only happened once in the last 10 times it's been put up there. And the first time it was actually put up there was in 1989. So they're trying, but the First Amendment shoots it down.
All right, I have one more call before I go to him. Cato, you got 2 minutes. What do you need to say?
Okay, well, As Sean stated, I was about to state it myself, because the most recent attempt to adopt the flag desecration amendment failed in the United States Senate by one vote, and that was on June 27th, 2006.
Oh, okay.
It's still a debate.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the main event. I give you the man himself, Milton X, the most patriotic man in America.
Lord have mercy.
Good evening. Good evening, good evening.
How are
my children?
Yes. What's going on?
Hi, the children. Put them to bed right now because Milton X is
Put them to bed. Put them to bed. But listen, as far as this flag desecration thing goes, I mean, most likely they'll probably pass something like that, but it really doesn't matter. What matters is you can burn the flag all day, but if you get a diamond inside of your money at the end of it, what you're really doing. You know what I'm saying? So all desecrating the flag is like a protest. And we all know, especially from black people's concerns, all that protest doesn't really mean shit. Setting the flag on fire doesn't mean shit. What matters is hold on to your own money, building your own businesses, building your own economic base, and using that. If anything, you want to desecrate the flag mentally, and keep your money in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? Cause that's at the end of the day, we need to build, you know, things and build an economic base. And, you know, instead of stop depending on the power we're fighting, that's more relevant than some flag.
Okay. So Max, personally, do you support burning of the American flag, or you find that disrespectful?
Let me say this
on a personal level.
Well, I have a fear complex. My fear complex is all those events that 2008 when Congress had tried to pass it, it was under a different leadership. You have a trigger-happy leadership now. They're waiting for anybody to do these things. Because this man's going to press that button and say, got you. We got a victim. This man is waiting, period. He has a group of men and women that's waiting for any of us to take these actions. So I'm telling you guys right now, be very careful when you guys say any things. Because this is a different leadership now. Oh, it didn't pass in 2012, it passed in 2009, 2006. We have a new leadership, a new man who is so willing to use anybody as a guinea pig to make his point. Let's be careful. You guys have access to media. You guys need to always bring that in to your callers and listeners.
Oh,
they
course.
Are waiting.
Definitely
they
agree
are
with
waiting.
You on that, Max.
I agree with Sean.
Okay.
All you guys are
I agree with what Max was saying, too, because I know on Facebook, you know, certain people, you say certain things, you know, against America or pro-black, you're most likely to get, you know, suspended. Your account could get suspended for 30 days or so.
Exactly.
Oh, that's why white supremacists, you can say, it didn't happen to me, but I know people that it has happened to. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? And on the other side of the game, we white supremacists can say any old vile, evil thing, and nothing can happen to them.
That's
Facebook
right.
is notorious right. for that.
All right. I got the last call of the night. Brother B, you're on the air. What do you have to say?
Peace and blessings to everyone.
Hey, what's going
what's
on?
Up? Hope all is well. Listen, it's a piece of cloth. Who cares? It's a piece of cloth, man.
But it symbolizes.
Hello,
Mr. It symbolizes
Nietzsche
the
B.
country that you live in. It's a
symbol
right, of
listen,
your country.
Symbol, listen. Let me tell you when it comes down to symbols. I like crop circles. That's a symbol. I don't really who really cares? Like some people take this patriotism thing a little bit too far. And if you're gonna sacrifice yourself for a piece of cloth, then
hey, let him
how, yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. Because my thing
let
is
die,
whether you believe in the Most High or not, we weren't put here to worship things. Okay? We weren't put here to sacrifice ourselves for a land or kill each other for land. Something that's been going on with the Arabs and Jews for years. We weren't put here for that. And everybody's not looking at the grand scheme of things, the big picture. Because I love it when people want to
exactly.
talk about they believe in this and they believe in that and for God and country. No, it's not for God and country. It's for your selfish-ass actions. That's what it's for. It's not God has nothing to do with it. So don't put God in something that God didn't have anything to do with.
And I have to be honest about it. God wouldn't have liked how America was built in the first place.
Of course.
Off the blood of the you know what I'm saying? God wouldn't have liked that shit. So, you know.
I mean, if
exactly.
you look at it like this, whether it's Buddha,
shit. What else you know?
Whether it's Buddha, whether it's Allah, whether it's anybody else, it's always a message of love. But that always seems to get circumnavigated by the propaganda. So the love part doesn't never make sense. All we hear is war and rumors of war and everything else. And
that's what we care about, because you know what? I could say this when it comes down to the flag burning. Yes, we do got to be careful because, you know, with this maniac in office, he is willing to sign an executive order with the drop of a dime.
But who do you but do you really think that are people going to go with it? I mean, listen, I work
no,
in a federal
people
building.
No, people are not going to go
hold
with
on. I work in a federal building. His picture still ain't up. Vice President picture
man,
still
that's
ain't
crazy.
Up. So what does that tell you? There's a lot of people
exactly.
even within his own government that don't take him serious. And they're waiting
no, they
to
don't.
Put somebody else's picture up. So if he attempts to do something, you think is going to be a line drawn in the sand. And that's when you're going to start to see.
See,
I mean, remember.
You're
going to see
so
people.
All Trump is just the clown to distract your ass from the real shit going on. Trump and his tweets and all other bullshit.
This is the thing with
shit.
Trump. This is the thing with Trump. He's nothing but a big bully who swears that he's the some kind of a dictator or something. Because look
no, he's
at
a
the fuck
boy.
It, no, he is. He's a clown. I don't
that's,
consider.
No,
I don't
he's
respect
a fuck boy.
Him.
That's what he is.
I don't respect.
He always been that way.
Clowns.
He
but you
know this.
No
boy.
One.
You
but
was
no
was
one really cares.
Hold on,
no one cares.
Hold on. It sounds like Trump is making everybody so angry in this country. What's up with that?
No. Actually, Trump makes me feel good because it's the chickens coming home to roost. Now you know if the worst the world will can see how foolish shit America is. So in a way, it's a blessing now. You know what I'm saying? This is the karma that America deserves.
Well,
you know what
can
I'm saying?
I say
so
something?
What about me?
Max,
can
do you
I
agree?
Say something?
Wait, hold on. Let me give it to Max. Max, do you agree?
What
Milton S. just said?
About America and Trump?
Yeah.
Well, this is
America
Trump
deserves
is,
Trump.
Well, listen, every president is giving their views on how America should be running. And what we're experiencing, this is Trump's views on how America should be running. And, you know, it's scary, but this is a fact. You know, this is the other side of how people feel about America. So we need to be all educated. We're getting a lesson right now. We're experiencing a lesson.
Okay, and I cannot, before I go to you, K-Dawg, I can't forget Anisha B. She's the biggest Trump supporter.
No, that would be you, Rodney. You love Trump.
Big time.
Of course.
We know how
but,
Trump supported Trump.
Yeah, but Trump give me ratings, so that's why I love him. So, Anisha, how you feel about the tweet that he did about him and the CNN, that he wrestled CNN to the ground, that nonsense? Basically, there's a war between Trump and CNN.
It's childish. I don't think he truly understands. That was ridiculous. Just childish. I don't think he truly, honestly, I don't think he comprehends his position of the responsibilities he has. You know, there are do's and don'ts. That was definitely a don't. I don't think it hit him.
Anisha, listen. In Trump's world, there is no don't. There is no can't. The man was on tape talking about grabbing a woman by the vagina. You understand what I'm saying? So
it's not the point
there's no limit to him. There's no don't to him.
It's not the point of limit. It's having some kind of coup. It's dues and it's just
he doesn't have,
in a
he
time
have
and place.
Oh, he was born without dues. I think we know that. He doesn't
have
no
that.
Listen. Listen, the bottom line
you're a grown
is
man. You should know that.
The bottom
line is hold on. It's K-Dawg turn. K-Dawg, go ahead.
The bottom line is this. Trump has no respect for anybody. He acts like a damn spoiled brat. He stands there and talks all this nonsense and all this stuff. And you know what? It's getting people riled up. That's what he's doing.
I don't think
and you know what? It's not an act. No, it's not an act. Because this
okay.
is
no, 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 no,
Donald
no, no, no,
really
no, 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 no. Listen, ever since the Central Park Five, ever since the USFL,
when he said that, when he
you
wished,
know what I'm saying?
When he wished death, when he said that they should reinstate the death penalty for those five kids, when he said that.
Right, and they were innocent. So listen, none of this is new. One thing about Trump, he is consistent. So, and let's be honest, when he said "Make America Great Again," he meant "Make America White Again," and you know the middle class white folk went for that shit hook, line, and sinker. And now
okay.
they want health care. Oh well.
All right, Brother B, last statement.
Smoke weed, drink a lot, enjoy yourself, live life. Happy
okay.
Nice.
Brother B, Milton X, K Dog, and Max. Thank you guys. Have a safe 4th. Party hard.
Peace
and
out.
Enjoy your day tomorrow.
Yes.
Be safe tomorrow,
so
guys.
Much.
All right,
good
guys.
Everyone.
Peace out.
All right. Anisha, the floor is yours. What do you need to say?
Well, just, you know, drink up and be merry. Smile. Just have some fun. Hopefully you can get an orgasm in there somehow. And just rock out.
Well, talk about orgasm, Sean. It's been way overdue for you and me, so you need to come over tomorrow. Take care of business.
Oh, Lord. Well,
you got 30 seconds. Go ahead, Sean.
30 seconds. Eat as much beef as you can, I guess, if that's what you plan on doing. Cook as many cows as you possibly can. Eat as much cheese as you possibly can and do it safely.
Understand? You just made that comment right after his comment to you.
Exactly. You know what?
You know what? I just realized that. Oh well.
Well, okay, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the Absolute Truth Show. I'm your host, The High Ride, with Sean Black and Nietzsche B. As always, a pleasure was all.
yours.
Yours.
Hey, if you hear a lot of noise outside, that's just an inch you'll be banging on the wall again. So pay that no mind.
Problem,
it's not the fireworks.
You're broken.
Good night.
Good Lord. Have a safe one.
Good night, guys. Good night.